Good morning. Welcome to our morning service this Palm Sunday. Let me pray and then we'll look at the passage. Father God, we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds and help us to hear you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're living in strange times, aren't we? The whole world is upside down, in turmoil. It's an old Chinese curse to say to be born in interesting times. I think we're in interesting times. But the advantage of interesting times is that it actually allows us to think, gives us space to think, and think about some of the bigger questions that trouble us and are posed to us every day. And one of the questions I think we're posed this Sunday is from our passage in the Bible. It says, "Who do you think Jesus is?" That was the question that was being asked that day, 2,000 years ago, in Jerusalem, which was also a place which was in turmoil, a place which actually was struggling under the tyranny of the Romans. We see Jesus traveling towards Jerusalem in the previous chapters, towards the place where he would be betrayed, he would be rejected, he would face trial and death, and he would gloriously rise again from the dead. Now, we see Jesus after a long climb of 15 miles, 3,500 feet into Jerusalem. And he is going to, something extraordinary is going to happen. It involves a donkey and a parade. And Jesus sends his disciples ahead of him to collect the donkey, which will allow him to ride in, and sparks off an impromptu ticker tape parade with people cheering and waving palms in the air. Jesus came into the city, even though the people don't really know who he is. Verse 10 of scripture says this: "When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, 'Who is this?' The crowd answered, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" So let's look at the views, because a lot of people did not know who he was. Who is this Jesus from Nazareth? So let's look at those views. The first one I want to start off with is the person who actually wrote the passage we read from. It is Matthew. He very clearly thinks that who Jesus is based on how he wrote the story. Again, let's read from scripture, end of verse 1. "Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go to the village ahead of you, and once you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, then say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.' This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets: 'Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king coming, riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" This quote was from Matthew, that Matthew made, was from the Old Testament, from Isaiah and Zechariah, Old Testament prophets, who promised the coming of the Saviour, the King, the one who would vindicate and save all. Somebody who would also be called the Messiah, which means the one who will deliver. By quoting these passages, Matthew is very clearly saying this King, this Messiah, will be peaceful and humble. All in stark contrast to the popular view, which was actually more like one of their previous kings, David, the King Messiah, king who was aggressive and warlike. But what Matthew is saying here is the king will come on a donkey, not a war horse. His people will be waving branches, not swords. Matthew shows us that the act, Jesus' act here in this story, is designed to show that he is the Messiah, but a Messiah whose triumphal route leads to suffering and humiliation, not to a show of force. Matthew is saying this person is your Messiah, but it's not the one you are expecting, but he will exceed your expectations. So that's the first view. That's the view Matthew wants us to see. The second view is those who were cheering, who were the cheering crowds expecting. Verse 6, "Jesus went and the disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey, the colt, and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. And then a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, while others cut branches from the trees, spread them on the road. And the crowds that went ahead of them and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." On the face of it, it appears that people saw the significance that Matthew was hinting at. But actually, I don't think it's true. If they did immediately see something and understood it, that they would have asked, they wouldn't have asked the question, "So who is this man?" Which is a question they asked in verse 10. They would have seen that humble Saviour, the Messiah, the chosen one. Or they would have seen something else. I think what they were seeing was the conquering hero. That's why they got excited. They used the language of the Messiah, the Son of David. But actually, who was he? It is saying that's the question they were all asking. Who is this man? But the crowd did not really know. They were more in expectation and hope than actually really knowing who he was. So that's the first group. The first group was Matthew and his view that it's the Messiah. The second one was that it'd be some Messiah, but more like a warlord, more like the one that Matthew was trying to disprove. The third group are seen in verse 11. The crowd are saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." A prophet is somebody who is a messenger of God. That's how he spoke in the Old Testament. A man from Nazareth, but just a man. God's man, yes, but just a man, not God's son, as all the prophets have been of old. So they saw Jesus as the prophet, like one of their Old Testament prophets, who was coming just to tell them what God thought. This was their view. Verse 11 shows this very clearly, that this is what the crowd thought, that he was just a prophet. Just a prophet is a big ask, because the prophets were people who actually were God's people, God's men. But in this case, he was far more than a prophet. So there's the third view. So we have Matthew's view, that he is the Messiah sent by God to save us all. The second is some of the crowd's view, that actually he was the Messiah, a warlike individual who would come and deliver them from the Romans. The third one is that he was actually a messenger from God, a prophet, like a lot of the Old Testament prophets, but nothing else. And the fourth view. Who's the fourth view? Well, again, it's verse 10. And he entered the city. The whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" Basically, they didn't know. They did not know who he was. They hadn't got a clue who he was. They were concerned that actually they were just there for a bit of a party. There was a parade going on, and so they just joined in, but they did not know who he was. They just followed the crowd, uncertain why they were doing this. It was just a good excuse for a parade. So there's our three views. Jesus, seen by Matthew as somebody who was very much the Messiah, but not in the mold of the Messiah that people really thought that he would be. More of God come amongst us, and he would walk all the way to the cross and die for us, to bring us peace with God, and therefore deliver us from sin. That's the Messiah he was talking about. The second Messiah was the one that the crowd were thinking about, with this warlike individual who would save them from the Romans and reestablish the greatness of Israel. The third one is the fact that they saw somebody who was a prophet. Yes, a holy man, a man of God, but not God. And the final one is they really didn't know. They really didn't know who he was. And that's why they asked the question, so who is this man? Today, this is our moment, our opportunity. In this world, which is a bit all over the place at the moment, on this day, at the beginning of Holy Week, to think, who do we personally think Jesus is? And what is our response to that? If you see Jesus purely as a historical figure, a good moral teacher, or you simply don't know, you're just like the people of Israel and Jerusalem. They didn't know him or they misunderstood him. My challenge today is that we need to reevaluate our position and see in truth the person for who he is. He is the person Matthew wanted us to see. He is the person that Matthew wanted us to understand. The king sent by God, his own son, to suffer and die for you and me, to be crucified and then rise again from the dead, so that death would be defeated, sin would not have the final word, and we would be set free. That is who Matthew wants us to see. So who are you looking at? Who are you seeking for? What is the answer to your question of who is Jesus? We need to think about that very clearly. And what's our response? Well, if we already know Jesus, our response is very much about how do we make him king of our lives, of all of our lives. Our work, our money, our relationships, our thought life. Today's challenge for us is how much of a king is Jesus of our life? For those of us who are not sure who he is, perhaps he was a good moral teacher. Perhaps he was a historical figure, a good man from God, who perhaps we should follow his example and his teaching, but he was only a good man like a lot of other good men. Or perhaps we don't really know who he was. Then I think we need to try and learn more about who Jesus is this Easter. The way you can do that is you can come back for our Easter services. Find them online. Join with us Good Friday and on Easter Day for our Easter celebrations, where we will explore what the significance of Jesus' death and resurrection was for you and me. If you can't wait for that, then perhaps you might want to go to christianityexplored.org. And there are some wonderful videos which help us to understand and see who Jesus is and the difference he makes in our lives. We have to answer the question for each one of us this Easter. Who do you think Jesus is? And what difference does that make to you? Let me pray. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus. Lord, we pray for those of us who know him, who follow him. Help us to make him king of our lives. And we pray for those of us who don't know Jesus or are uncertain about who he is. Help us to take that step to trust you more. To discover that Jesus is your Son, our Saviour, our Messiah. And it's only through him we can have life in all its fullness. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.